the training today is called Living Without Attachment. And the difficulties that people have with attachment is they don't even understand what that means. They live their life in the I'll be happy when phase of their life instead of for the sake of what. And so we want to work on that today to stop the interference, to shorten the distance of resistance that all of us create in our lives, some for minutes and moments and others for days, weeks, months, and years. And it is a process, a practice, a behavioral shift that will allow you to live at ease, to identify the dis-ease of attachment. So if anybody would like the exercise guide from today, the training from today, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. We're going to dive into this idea of living without attachment with a counterintuitive truth. The less we chase, the more we attract. This is the intuitive truth that's counterintuitive in its nature, that causes us to think about things and give meaning to things that actually create more resistance in the chase than ease in the attract. When we stop flashing what's desirable, we quiet the storm of envy, anxiety, and comparison and judgment. We're creating a space for service and flow and abundance. And in order to understand that, in any age of relentless high reels, this teaching isn't just ancient wisdom. It's a competitive advantage. It's not just the Tao, the way. It's actually a competitive advantage to live in this empty mile of ease, of access to an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source, a unified, abundant, infinite system that has all the information you'll ever need. It has so much energy that you're going to have to learn not to just stop interfering with it, but to regulate it when you let the flow go. By simplifying our focus, detaching from outcomes of I'll be happy when, and leading with humility of for the sake of what, we reclaim the energy to innovate, connect, and execute at the highest frequency of awareness, making things easy because we are aware. We have the cheat codes to identify what's making it dis-easy, what's interfering with it. Think of this guide as a practical playbook for translating that wisdom into everyday business wins and personal fulfillment. The first lesson that we're going to discuss in Living Without Attachment, once again, just email me if you want it, is the wisdom of simplicity. Excess desire for status or stuff, to buying things you don't need, to impress people you don't like, this comparison creates anxiety and burnout. Detaching from the noise frees energy for purposeful creation. At the height of prior venture, I chased bigger offices, flashier perks, more employees, yet the real momentum returned only when I refocused on serving, on compassionate capitalism, on serving the people that work with me, who work outside of me. And I started to realize the difference between scarcity and thriftiness. By not displaying what is desirable, you will cause the people's hearts to remain undisturbed. When we quiet the urge to show off, to buy things we don't need, to impress those people we don't even like, we replace envy with alignment and attract sustainable abundance into our journey, our divine direction. We want to make sure we're taking a purposeful inventory, a purposeful audit. We want to list our objectives. We want to go ahead and tie the meaning of the past to the meaning of the divine direction, which then will overflow into the meaning of the divine detour and allow for divine time to reveal itself, to create the revelation and the salvation that we're looking for within the context of a unified, abundant, infinite system of thought without any external valuation or validation. This purposeful audit will help you to understand that no longer will I say, I'll be happy when I get married, I'll be happy when I have kids, I'll be happy when I make $1 million, but instead, for the sake of what do I want $1 million? For the sake of what am I going to get married? For the sake of what am I going to have kids? This simplicity, notating that the simple things to do are unsimple not to do, creates what I call a simplicity sprint. We want to utilize the segmentation of our human experience, which is indicated by the time our heart starts beating till the time it stops. That's the human experience. And it's incrementally divided by 24 hours, the only certainty of tomorrow. Your human experience is only separated by 24-hour periods of time. And we want to have simplicity sprints for those 24 hours. Whether it be for 1 minute, 1 moment, 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, or 1 month, all incrementally divided into the only certainty of the future, the 24 hours that we're given. And in order to effectuate that in this simplicity sprint, we need to understand what non-essential expenses or vanity metrics we are going to examine, to look for the clues and the patterns, to make better choices, to track the mental space, the open ease that we would like to reclaim. There's wisdom in simplicity, but along with it comes that same faith to intertwine the ease without the comparison, judgment, and conditions of attachment to the things that we don't need to impress people we don't like. The second lesson in this attachment training to living without attachment are the core teachings from what I call the third verse of the Tao, which is overemphasizing desire. In the three components in which we take inventory of in this purposeful audit of the definite purpose of what we want to do, we must see desire, but we must also analyze the overemphasizing of desire. When we chase what glitters and shines, we can be blinded by and not see what truly fulfills. So many entrepreneurs are obsessed with the next funding round and they ignore the malama, the giving and sharing of love for customers and employees and vendors and channel partners, affiliate and marketing individuals, and they end up getting clients, but losing them. The purpose, the meaning will always outperform the possessions. Everything is energy. There's a transformation in possessions and material items into something. Do you want to transform your possessions into an argument of your heirs, or would you like to transform your possessions into good deeds, into what allows the dissipation of comparison and conflict, which ultimately will kill the contentment, the happiness, the joy? So many people overemphasize their desire without looking at the skills and the knowledge in order to facilitate the meaning and the desire of their design direction, looking for the clues, the patterns, and making better choices aligned with the divine direction, aligned with the detours to put us, protect us, promote us, and perfect us, to indicate to us we have a better place to be, a better position to be in. We have to track, we have to look, we can journal, we can facilitate some sort of inventory of these clues until we see the patterns of purpose-driven or ego-driven activities and direction. Comparisons, judgments are the thief of this joy. If we are overemphasizing desire, we may lack the skills and knowledge and just work in the ethereal of some sort of false facade of success and direction. The second of this verse in the Tao is the power of simplicity. Complexity clutters this execution. Simplicity is, in my opinion, the illustration of the knowledge of the clarity, balance, and focus, the speed and the trust and simplicity is that which unlocks it. So many sales teams that I know, they have trimmed its pitch deck from 30 slides to 5. They're the ones who saw a greater closing rate soar. When I'm coaching individuals in building out their decks, it's amazing when I tell them that we only are looking at 5 different things. We need a slide on credibility, 1 on emotional attachment, 1 to quantify the reasons, 1 to quantify the impact, and the last 2 infuse capabilities that are most aligned with the 4 aforementioned. But you should have 30 slides as addendums to show your preparation and utilize those as an arsenal to answer questions. And so people have this power of simplicity and the power of supplemental result. Instead of leading with attachment of we are going to be happy when, we are going to have comparison joy, which leads to blame, shame, justification, separation, and conflict, try leading with detachment. When we say I'll be happy when, this attachment of emotions to an outcome only breeds and accelerates and exaggerates the fear that causes the dis-ease and the resistance between you and where you think you want to be or better. It is detachment that fuels the creativity, the innovation, and the resilience that's necessary in order to move in the divine direction, to elevate your awareness of the divine detours, and to allow for divine time to get you to a place that's bigger, better than you even imagined. Knowing that things take longer, and then all of a sudden, things take forever, then all of a sudden. I've seen so many product launches and people that learn to celebrate the learning metrics, not just the revenue. Iterated faster and beat competitors through celebration of learning, not revenue. Focusing in on the process and the service, not just the results that you want to chase. This detachment from outcomes for the sake of acceleration, for the sake of aggregation, for the sake of compounding outcomes instead of direct one-to-one correlated outcomes, gives us this idea that leading with detachment may be a longer but far more profitable, productive, and accessible way to a place, a better place, a better position, a better situation than you ever imagined. If we can set our KPIs towards process, not outcomes, looking at the surveys and the calls made and the prototypes and the MVPs alongside the revenue goals aligned with what's doing well, what's stable, and what you think is doing well, according to the industry careers and jobs in which you are trying to align with. After each milestone, ask yourself, what did I learn? Was it my responsibility? Did I learn from that? Was it my attraction? Did I learn to that? Or was it simply just the way that I'm participating in the perception? And did I learn from that? So many people are so interested in what did you earn instead of what did you learn? In the short run, when we attach our emotions to an outcome, to revenue, and we're only concerned about what did I earn, when we are commission-based, we may see in the short run a blip of success. This is fool's gold. It is for the sake of what and what did we learn, and it's the mission that allows the commissions to follow for the long run that will accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially. Because in the attachment, things will happen faster than in the detachment. But in the detachment, things will happen very slow, then all of a sudden at an exponential rate and exponential outcomes. The third lessons that we want to look at in this living without attachment training, by the way, you can have the guide anytime, david@dmeltzer.com, is understanding the application of why. So many people are in search of their why. They're attaching into an outcome of why instead of applying their why and applying it to their business and their life. They don't understand the compassionate capitalism model, the purpose-driven, the definiteness of purpose in business and in life. So many companies are anchored in service, magnetized talent, clients, and profits. They're utilizing responsibility, attraction, and the participation and perception to build a community of people that want to help each other, know people that can help each other, a value-based community that's giving people more of what they like, more of what's working, and more of what they don't know, and taking away what they don't like, what is not working, and what they don't know. So many brands pivoted from a product-centered ad campaign to an impact of storytelling, doubling their engagement, doubling their neighborhood, doubling their production, doubling their accessibility, and finally, doubling their profits. Profit is nothing more. I'm going to repeat this twice. Profit is nothing more than the applause of purpose. Make it your mission. The commissions will follow, because profit is the applause of purpose. Capture that. Remind, remember, and recollect with that. Craft this inline service promise to yourself and share it with everyone in your neighborhood. All the people that are buying from you and selling for you that are there to help one another and know people to help one another. Get this unified, abundant, divine direction, divine detour, and divine time. You need to have a definiteness of purpose, and it will be profit that is your applause. We need to utilize teams that are rooted in credibility. And a team that is rooted in credibility is rooted in trust and humility. Humble leaders invite collaboration, coordination, and they spark innovation. They are intelligent followers. They know they're either humble or they're about to be. They know that they have to avoid the ignorant arrogance that they think they know or have to pretend they know. They can just admit that they don't know and ask for questions and suggestions in humility in order to facilitate a greater good within the organization, trusted in humility. So many CEOs that publicly credit their frontline employees for wins, they boost their engagement, their retention, and their idea flow. Recognition compounds these outcomes. Attached to acknowledgement of others, not elevation of self. Elevate others to elevate self. Institute a practice, a behavior of others first in the acknowledgement and recognition, in ritually highlighting our teams for their contribution, in order to root the team and trust in humility, knowing that it's okay that we don't know what we don't know. Under this applying our why, not only do we have to have a definiteness of purpose, not only do we have to be rooted in trust and humility, but we have to live a fulfilled, passionate, purposeful, and profitable life, personally and professionally. Accumulating more really equates to feeling more. Appreciating more multiplies exponentially the fulfillment that we feel. There's so many professionals who track their daily gratitude report and higher their own life satisfaction than those who track their income. I'm not saying that you shouldn't spend a minimum amount of time every day paying attention and giving intention to your income, but I'm saying that we must spend more than enough time tracking our gratitude, our appreciation of others and of the neighborhood in order to facilitate the aggregation, acceleration, and compounding of value. Make everyone a celebrity, which means to celebrate, to appreciate. Celebration expands what you value. Giving more of what you want, what you like, and what is working. Taking away what you don't like, what's not working, and what you don't want. This is how we live and apply our why to be fulfilled. Start reflecting and reminding and recollecting on the wins. Every day, have a practice of gratitude in order to reflect when we wake up and when we go to bed. This anchors our appreciation for 0.1 seconds. It's free. When we anchor ourselves in appreciation, when we reflect upon it every day before we go to bed and when we wake up, we will appreciate things for the sake of, instead of acquiring things as an outcome or attachment. The next lesson within the context of living without attachment, which you can get anytime. So email me, david@dmelcher.com, if you'd like the exercise or guide or the training manual that I've created, is a reflection and action plan. It's the triple A strategy. We need to take alignment first, then take action, and then reflection to adopt or adapt the action. Insight without implementation is simply inertia. We need to reflect in a triple A strategy to get alignment, action, and prepare for that adjustment through reflection. So many teams that convert all of these notes into some sort of sustainable sprint, some 90, 120, 360 day sustained change plan. Often others revert to their old habits without having a go, no go plan to effectuate where we want to be or better, taking into consideration time, emotion, and value will change the minute you come up with a plan. So not only must all agreements, must all decisions, but all plans adopt to prepare for adjustment of time, emotion, and value. Leaving it open-ended and inflexible will allow you to align with the circumstances of the day, but holding true to the non-negotiable behaviors that are non-circumstantial. Identifying the difference between the two is essential in what you do. Utilizing accountability as responsibility attraction and participating in a perception cements this transformation of energy. Money can transform into good deeds. Material items can transform into appreciation, not the resistance and interference that's created by attaching to those things that they'll never be more than enough of. Tap into the AAA strategy. Tap into the alignment action and preparing for adjustment. Simplify all the habits as negotiable, non-negotiable, or even more importantly, the hybrid of negotiable circumstances where we want to do things non-negotiably, but once a week, once a month, or once a year. Release the attachments to any material recognition, acknowledgement, or items in your life that are not providing you anything other than blame, shame, justification, or resistance. We must look at and review, reflect, remind, and remember every single day, adjusting and adapting with humility to the time, emotion, and value that is changing. The AAA strategy allows us to align, take action, and adjust to reflect and create plans that are open-minded and open-ended without attachment. Living without attachment, the fifth and final lesson for today, once again, available, david@dmelcher.com. Get your exercises, guide, a book on this. It's all for free. Just email me. It is the success through simplicity and service that allows us to detach from these outcomes with faith. Knowing with faith that there's more than enough of everything for everyone through simplicity and service of not just giving, but identifying through gratitude, empathy, and accountability all that we're given, to feel worthy to receive it all, and then to be faithful to ask for even more. Detachment isn't anti-ambition. It's not sitting at home high on your mom's couch, broke and sick, dreaming about what you want. It is applying your why. It's that pro-purpose. It's the definiteness of purpose. When we trade ego-driven striving for service-driven thriving, we gain the clarity, the courage, the compounding exponential impact that we have. We are utilizing the universe at its fullest and our God to protect, promote, love, and perfect us. A mission focus, a compassionate capitalist, an intelligent follower, a leader, a founder who scaled revenue tenfold exponentially by obsessing over customer outcomes, not investor praise or revenue. It is, once again, the missions that will attract the commissions, not the opposite. It is an exponentiality that we're utilizing to put in what is our investment of the intention and paying attention to create the coincidences that we desire, the coinciding of the universe. True abundance flows from intentional focus and external, not external noise. Simplify and serve. Simplify your focus to the vital few priorities, understanding your non-negotiable behaviors, your sleep, your health, your family, your finance, your faith, your relativity studies, your time studies. Create negotiables, either hybrid negotiables that are once every week, month, or year, or straight negotiables that are utilizing the circumstances of the day to prioritize what's important to you by the meaning of your past in your divine direction, which will allow the transformation of detours to their divinity and the transformation of time to its divine purpose, where everything happens at the right place at the perfect time. Detach from the outcomes. Double down on the process of excellence. Utilize the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. Know that if you study Spanish 15 minutes a day, you're guaranteed an A. If you study 15 minutes on a Saturday, no guarantee, that's for sure. When we can prioritize success through simplicity and service, we are giving more than we take, but we are elevating our awareness to all that we're given from that process. And then receiving that and asking for more allows us to live in abundance, defined by more than enough of everything for everyone, defined by our faith that we have enough of everything for every none. We have more than enough, and so we should ask for it. In the aspect of detaching, in the aspect of living without attachment, there's so many lessons of wisdom, of simplicity, of teaching to not overemphasize desire, to power of simplicity and leading with detachment, not attachment. Applying our why through definiteness of purpose to teams that are rooted in families that are rooted in trust and humility, and living a fulfilled life by AAA strategy of alignment, action, and preparation of adjustment to reflect and create the action plan of openness to the time, emotion, and value that changes. And that success that comes through simplicity and service. Simplicity isn't about shrinking our dreams. It's not about limiting the meaning of our past to limit our imagination or our self-image, notating that we'll never overachieve our own self-image. Simplicity isn't about shrinking. It's not shrinking our dream. It's about clearing the runway so we can take off. Detachment isn't surrendering ambition. It's freeing yourself to pursue the purpose, to apply the why with fearless creativity, coordination, and collaboration. When we prioritize service over status, process over pressure, gratitude over grasping, success becomes the natural byproduct. The money, the relationships, the impact flow, because we're finally aligned with what matters, our source, with all the information and all the energy, with more than enough of everything for everyone. Your charge is simple. Strip away one layer of complexity, shorten the distance of resistance through wisdom and faith. Release one attachment to the external validation, the comparison, the judgments, the conditions, and double down on serving. Do that, and you'll discover the Tao's promise in real time. Harmony breeds clarity. Clarity sparks action. And action rooted in purpose unlocks limitless abundance. Remember to be more interested than interesting, and allow the universe to prove you right in your divine direction, allowing the indications of divine detours to put you to a better place, a better position, a better situation. Live your human experience from the time your heart starts till the time it stops in the divine time of the right time at the right place. This is what occurs when we live without attachment. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deed. God bless you all.